My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
And you can hear that death live on YCRadio.org, where you're listening to
Nerd New York. What's going on, everyone? My name is Giovanni Anglin. I'm the host of this show called Nerd New York, only here at 5 o'clock p.m. live on YC Radio. But also, you can listen to the podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. So just go on the page and like all that stuff, all right? My name is Giovanni Anglin, and I have a co-host, and he is a great co-host, and I'm so happy that he is my friend. Satish Ram on the radio.
Thank you. I'd like to say that I'm very happy to be here. No, hi. What's up, guys? It's here. I'm Satish. I'm back.
And, of course, we have the bodyguard, Daniel Lashley.
Onwards, Ayo Shema. Yes, I am here as the bodyguard, Daniel Lashley.
So, Daniel, I heard you got some...
No, we're not saying that on air.
Fine.
If you ever do run into Daniel, though, ask him to tell you stories about the bodyguard and
about
his life is so interesting.
And the wacky adventures he gets himself into, you know, bodyguard lifestyle, you know? So anyway, let's start the show, guys. A big movie premiered last week, and Deadpool, first ever R-rated Marvel movie. Broke a lot of records.
$135 million opening weekend.
Yeah, right? Most President's Day earnings, I think, ever for a movie.
Yes.
Biggest release in for a first-time director, biggest release in February.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are giving it 9 out of 10s, 10 out of 10s, 8 out of 10s, and I'm just like, eh.
Okay, so let me be clear. I'm seeing it Saturday. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Daniel, you've seen it?
Which is why I'm going.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet.
So the two of us haven't seen it. You have, and you're not as impressed as...
I mean, it's a good movie, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it deserves, like, 9 out of 10 and 10 out of 10. I gave it... See, it was hard because I was, like, either 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
I was leaning more towards a 6.
But a 6 for you is still watchable,
right? It's still good.
It's like, still pretty, like, exactly. Go out. Like, you're not going to tell me... Don't go watch this on Saturday, right?
You're going to enjoy it. See, the thing I have, the problems I have with the movie is, okay, Deadpool is a jokey character. I get that, okay? He tells a lot of jokes in this movie. And, of course, it's an R-rated movie, so there's a lot of adult humor. But sometimes I feel like the jokes are like prepubescent middle school jokes that drags on for an hour and 40 minutes. And sometimes the jokes are a hit or miss for me.
That's the thing. That's Deadpool's whole shtick. His whole thing is he's non-PC.
Right.
He's immature. But for some reason, we still feel for him.
No. I like the jokes, but some of them are just hit or miss.
Yeah.
And the villain, you don't really care about him. He's not memorable at all.
Of course. Like, that's the Deadpool's villains aren't. I can barely name any of Deadpool's villains.
Yeah, and to be fair, so what we heard going into the weekend, by the way, I think I was reading that they already greenlighted the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he told
Cable's going to be in it.
Right. And so they greenlighted the sequel, and I was very interested in that because
I know,
like,
about that.
It's quite an interesting age that we live in where, like, pre-box office numbers, pre-the opening weekend stuff, they already greenlighted the sequel.
Well, of course, because they knew what it would do.
Right, but I mean, that's still pretty... it shows a lot of confidence in what they're doing, and I like to think that they may have some more freedom to... Actually, movie make in
I know
because
Deadpool
one.
Is a favorite, which is why he broke a lot of records. And I mean, and he did a lot of fourth wall jokes, and I thought they were great. But like some of the jokes, I'm just like, it's not even because people laughed at every single thing, and every single thing wasn't that funny.
And they did, but the thing is about the movie, they did cut the budget to $7 million just like the week before they started shooting,
mm-hmm.
and it's still. Looks better. It still looks better.
I didn't say like the way it was shot. That wasn't the problem. I just felt like some of the jokes and like villain and some things just weren't that memorable. But then the jokes were very memorable. Some were just like But then of course it's a Deadpool movie, so he does a lot of fourth wall jokes. He addresses like certain things like the Wolverine origins Deadpool and he pokes fun at. Yes, I was the Green Lantern. And he says, I'm Ryan Reynolds and I'm doing Deadpool. He says it in the movie. You know what I mean? So, those things are fun. But, like, sometimes the jokes are just like, okay.
I think it's definitely a matter of, like, it's a niche type of film.
Yeah, it's a matter of humor.
Because, like, you can look at, like, let's say look at, like, anime at a whole, right?
Right.
You've got some animes that are just completely like humor based.
Right.
And that could be a 9 out of 10 in the comedy department. Uh-huh. You know, so like for some people, they could look at Deadpool and say it's a 9 out of 10 because they're judging it not on the genre of like every movie that's ever made, but like comedy movies or superhero movies.
Yeah, I'm talking like superhero movie. Yeah. I don't think it's like.
And you think as a superhero movie.
It's a solid 6.
Okay.
Solid 6 or 7, depending on who you are. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't do decimals. That's why I was like, I don't want to do it. No, it's cool.
You don't need to drop the .5s and stuff. I'm looking forward to it, and I think that I have a feeling I'm going to walk away feeling the same way you did. There's no one I'm going to sit there and say, don't see it. I know that a lot of jokes are going to be hit or miss for me, because if they are, some of them are pre-pubescent.
Yeah,
I know that I'm just going to sit there and be like, all right, that's... You know, all right, that's the fifth, like, you know, genital joke in a row. Like, okay, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure they were, because I heard about, like, going into it. But I'm looking forward to it. I like that, again, it's pretty much the first R-rated superhero movie we got.
Absolutely.
And that's really cool, because it gives us the freedom to actually, you know, they can make those jokes, so they can be a little free.
Also, they have, there was something online, but the next Wolverine movie, the Wolverine 3.
Okay, what about it?
They're about that. They're making that R-rated.
Oh, so what is going to be? Did they tell you like the premise of it? Is it going to be like an old man Logan,
the whole thing is they're thinking it might be an old man Logan story.
Okay,
I'd watch that.
I don't know how they're going to do an old man Logan story without most of the Marvel characters, though.
Right, but
I agree.
I'd watch it. I mean, it's weird. On a faith of maybe an R rating than like the history of the Wolverine movies, rather.
Right.
Because my history of the Wolverine movies is lead me to the X-Men reboot, which I like to death. X-Men first class and what they're doing. Days of Future Past.
And now we have Age of Apocalypse. Apocalypse,
which I think is going to be. I like it a lot.
Me too.
I wish that Bryan Singer actually. If you see the, if you see Deadpool, you see the costumes and you see like the full out comic book silliness, and Bryan Singer will never do that.
Yeah, because it's more serious.
But
I think it's a good balance. I think it's a good balance.
There's what balance? I'm tired of seeing.
Listen. Guardians of the Galaxy is more joking, comic booky. X-Men is more serious.
So I was gonna say, like, is Avengers your middle ground?
Yes, Avengers is my
because I was gonna, that makes sense to me, Matt. Because I do look at X-Men as a more serious year. And I understand what you're saying.
I get it
completely, by the way, because there's a lot of opportunities for some fun in there.
Yeah,
but if you look at X-Men as more serious, and something like Guardians of the Galaxy is like the other end of it, I assume Avengers falls in your middle because you've got your serious stuff going on, and then you've got your shawarma jokes.
Yes,
so like
I got my shawarma stuff jokes, and then I still have a guy dressed up in a spangly outfit that throws a shield.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel like, you know, it's a good balance in the Marvel universe.
I got that
reference. I don't feel like all of them need to be jokey, comic booky, and I like some of the serious stuff. You know what I mean? I like some of the serious tones that Marvel does, because, you know, it says, hey, we can mature, okay? We can be like DC and even better, because next month we got Batman versus Superman, and I'm still not really excited for it.
Aww. And that's okay. Uh-huh. I don't blame you. I really don't. Yeah. I've made it clear. I'm going to go see it.
I'm still going to see it.
I'm definitely going to go see it, and I am a bit more excited about it, and I'm hoping. But I totally understand why you're not.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a big mix. We're going ahead looking at Batman Superman.
I'm going to see that because I've been waiting for that too long. And like,
which is understandable.
The Injustice game kind of primed me for it, too, by the way.
Because did you see the last trailer?
I saw
Batman fought? Like, that's how Batman's supposed to fight.
You know, I'm looking forward to it in a weird way. I'm not afraid to admit it, you know, and I'm going to go see it.
You know, I'm happy with some of the positions that are filled as certain characters. Like, Ben Affleck, he's going to be a cool Batman, okay? I'm a Ben Affleck believer, okay? He redeemed himself from Geely. He redeemed himself from Daredevil, okay? He came out with Gone Girl and Argo and all these cool movies. I'm like, all right, I got you, okay? Lex Luthor, no, still no.
I was like, don't hurt Henry Cavill.
No.
Because.
No, he's cool.
He's fine.
Henry Cavill doesn't deserve any hurt.
No, I was just like, fine. I had to admit, like, now when I picture Superman, I literally picture Henry Cavill playing him in Man of Steel.
I'm talking Jesse Eisenberg, still don't see it. Doomsday. Disappointing.
I would say give it a chance.
Gail Gadot.
I don't know yet.
Give it a chance.
I'm gonna go. But I just have that. I have that. Like, all right, you just.
I don't think, don't do it. I just don't think that's Doomsday's final form.
Oh man, dude! I saw that. I saw that on the big screen. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, this is what I've been waiting for." You know how like long I said that. Do you know how long I've been saying, yo, I want a Superman movie with Doomsday. I want a Superman movie with Doomsday. They finally do it. And
Why does he look like a Ninja Turtle?
Why does he look like a steroided Ninja Turtle?
But it bothers
speaking
me.
Speaking of steroided Ninja Turtles, how about that new? How about that Ninja Turtles?
Oh, you mean with
TMNT 2 out of the
yeah Bebop and
Bebop Rocksteady
yeah,
and
Rocksteady.
Krang. They got Krang in
right,
there now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to see it. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
See, the thing is, like, with Michael Bay is, like, he's testing me, okay? Because I'm like, all right, done with TMNT. I'm done with this. And then you have Rocksteady and Bebop. And I'm just like,
I think it's a nice thought, and like, I respect it.
He's a tease.
I can't in good faith go see this movie. One of us is probably going to go see it. I'm going to find out from you guys. But I'm not going to be the one. I'll see Batman versus Superman.
Right. I'm sorry, but once I saw them surfing and then you get shot with the tank and I'm just like, oh my god, it's so cool.
It's stupid and awesome at the same time.
I'm okay with stupid and awesome. I've watched a lot of bad movies and championed them.
Yes.
I play a lot of bad games and I champion them, you know?
Very good.
But
there it is. Anyways, man, let's just change the subject, man. So Netflix was very kind and gracious enough to give us a new trailer, Daredevil Season 2. What? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing. The Punisher is here, folks. And you know what he's saying? He's calling Daredevil out. He's like, you know what, man? I respect what you do, all right? But you need to finish the job, and that's my job. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shoot them in the face. That's what Punisher is doing.
And that's perfect Punisher.
No, really. I do. It's
funny.
That's
a good contrast.
I sat there, and I was like, CM Punk would approve of this. Yeah. He would. Yeah. No, he would. He'd sit there and be like, this is good. He'd probably sitting there recovering from his back injury because he's not going to be debuting later this year, as I was hoping for.
That's CM Punk.
That hurts my feelings. I wanted to watch, you know, I'm buying UFC 2. I wanted to watch him debut this July at like UFC 200. I'm like, I'm ready. Uh-huh. I'm ready. And now he's got a back injury and he's recovering. But he can sit there in happiness and rejoice.
Because Punisher is
at this
here,
new
man.
Yeah iteration wow. of the Punisher,
great.
Which looks to be pleasing for everyone.
Really great, man. That yes. trailer had me so hyped. I can't wait for the next trailer to come out.
I am going to, I guess I'm going to, what's it called? Binge through this again.
Yeah. You sounded almost Daniel. Sad. Well, I guess I'll just have to watch this thing I liked all over again.
All over again.
I'm going to have to binge.
Within 2 days, just like I did Jessica Jones in Daredevil Season 1.
You're going to find time and do it. And then you're going to come back and tell us you don't have any regrets.
Exactly. Of course you don't.
And I'm saying this out of love because I know you. And you're
you
just
know how you are. There's a lot of good shows coming out. You got House of Cards,
yes,
coming back, and now you have Daredevil, and I'm so happy. I mean, you could count Fuller House too if you want to, but
look,
Fuller House is a very interesting situation.
It is very interesting.
Fuller House, I'm not. I never actually liked Full House.
Okay. You didn't like it, or you didn't see much of it?
I didn't see much of it, and I really and what I did see, I didn't like.
It was kind
of
corny, right?
It was kind of corny.
No,
yeah.
It's cool. Remix or like okay. Girl Meets World out there on Disney.
Great remake.
I will
yes.
champion that as
so
a spectacular
awesome.
Example
it's
of everything.
Good show.
Because they're able to mix Boy Meets World culture into it.
Yes.
They've modernized it where they're able to tackle topics like, let's say, feminism without disturbing anyone, upsetting anybody.
They did.
And the character development is spectacular.
Right.
And they did a good thing on Asperger's or something like that.
Yeah, they recently did a special on Asperger's. And, rather an episode focused on it. They've tackled some tough stuff, and they've brought back characters in ways that I sit there as like a nostalgia person and mark out. I really
like Harley Kiner was a janitor. It's like yes,
wow.
Awesome.
And
I can see that.
Yeah, Turner's been back. Feeny has been back. Mm-hmm. Sean has been back. Like there's so much going on that if you liked Boy Meets World and you remember the original premise,
you're gonna like.
You will
Meets
love
World,
this
man.
Show
you're
because
like
even
it.
As a standalone, mm-hmm. without any understanding for what it's coming from, I think the show is gonna stand. Like Girl Meets World is gonna stand alone as a really good.
It's one of the best things Disney has going right now.
Yeah.
The only good live action things Disney has going.
Oh
right?
Boy.
Because what ended animated?
What ended? Like, let's talk about. Go on,
Daniel. Tell me what
I'm
ended.
I'm gonna
yesterday.
Take a step back. Go on,
ladies and gentlemen. The greatest cartoon on television has ended.
The greatest cartoon on television. Okay.
It was currently.
Wow. Okay.
It was currently.
I don't. Look, I pretty much agree with you. I just want to, you know, you put that out there.
Yeah. Because Steven Universe is now the greatest by default. Because it was a fight for me. It was a fight for me for all this time.
What won it for you? The mecha fighting scene?
Yeah.
And the rock theme song?
It was.
The anime references?
Like, oh my God.
What was it? What won it for you?
Like, Gravity Falls won it for me. Gravity Falls, ladies and gentlemen, has ended. Weirdmageddon Part 3, they took back the falls. They beat Bill Cipher. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. The good people win.
Yes.
And it's been so, and it was such a good ride. Like, I was afraid I was going to miss it because I'm like, I thought it started at 8. And I'm like, okay, let's, I'm going like, wait, what time? Like, this guy started, I looked on Tumblr. There's this guy watching it now, starting Gravity Falls, starting now. Wait, what? Oh, gosh, I had to run to my TV. And so I'm like looking, I love the anime joke with McGucket. Like, what is an anime? We have much to discuss. And I love that it's Evangelion they showed.
Yeah, they. For those of you who don't watch the show, there was a direct reference to anime and then Mega Man and Neon Genesis Eva, which was funny. I'm glad the references did it for you.
Yes.
For me, I thought the finale was almost too sappy because it was so... Everyone got their happy ending.
Yes,
and that almost bothers. I'm sure you liked it. I'm glad. You know, it's weird for me. Like everyone got what they deserved.
Yes,
the villain's dead. The meanish people lost their money. All the nice people had nice things happen to them.
Yeah, Pacifica still did. They have. Kind
well, we're speaking more to her parents than her.
Pacifica,
you know?
Actually is. Pacifica still gave learned battle lessons.
Yeah.
Gideon got better.
Look, I guess because I don't want to take too much time on this because I know I could take a long time. The show was spectacular. I would recommend it to anyone of any age. And it was a lot more fun, however, watching it during the course of it being on because with the whole mysteries and the cipher things going on. So I would recommend to anyone who hasn't seen the show, if you want to watch from the beginning, don't go through the internet. Like, you want to try to watch this as, like, don't look up all these ciphers in advance. Try to avoid the spoilers if you can. I know that's so difficult these days.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on that was well-crafted as a story. It was a spectacular example of American animation, what people can do if you give them a chance. And it was really a spectacular series as a whole. Yeah. Loved it to death. I don't know.
Although Disney really stretched it out so much. This thing was only 2 seasons, but it lasted 4 years.
Yeah, about like 40 episodes of TV. Started in June 2012, Gio. Okay. You know, I don't even know if I was born then. It was crazy because like it was just so long ago. Like, 4 years, man.
No, dude, remember when we finally saw Stanford come out of the portal? Like my brother. We had to wait 6 months. It was July till we got it till next March till we got the next episode. And we were like, what happened? We need to know.
This is where you could come in for a video, return to the scene, right? Let me ask you something here.
Thank you, Barack. It was cool having fun with you, man. I was with Barack.
Embellishing the story again. But, all right, so how do you feel about release schedules and stuff? Because Gravity Falls, interestingly enough, had, as we said, 40 episodes.
Okay.
And...
That's four, amazing.
4 years, essentially.
4 years?
Because if you go ahead, if you fast forward
20
to June,
episodes per year?
We're in February, right? Mm-hmm. So if you fast forward just a bit to June,
mm-hmm.
4 years. 4 years. And this is a show that has millions of fans.
Right.
Like, you know, so it's a crazy thing because do you think that hurt or helped?
I think that kind of helped it.
You think it helps? Because you think the hiatus helped. Allows people to build up the
mystery. Yeah, so to build up the anticipation of, okay, like, what happens? Okay, so now when it really happens, we all can watch and we can all reflect and we can all decipher what happened, you know? Analyzation
is great.
You
feel the same way, Daniel?
Yeah, I do think it helped. I do think it helped even though it got on my nerves. At least, and my good thing is, at least it didn't end like Lost where you still had so many more questions.
I remember Lost.
And it didn't end like there's Twin Peaks because Twin Peaks was the inspiration for the show and Twin Peaks left us on the cliffhanger.
Oh, wow.
And there's only 2 questions I have. 1, who took that picture at the end in the end credits? And 2, what is Dipper's real name?
Oh, actually, I should inform you something that's very funny because you don't know anything about the show.
Nope.
But... at the end of it, there was the main villain was cast in stone like this in the ground. They took a picture of a real life Bill statue, Bill Cipher being the villain, doing this, you know, in what looks to be a real life setting. There is a group of people out there, or there are an amount of people out there who are under the impression that the statue is real and that it is somewhere in Oregon.
Wow.
Where Gravity Falls, Gravity Falls, Oregon. Yeah,
Alex went up to Oregon somewhere.
So there are a couple hundred, if not 1,000 people who are coordinating an effort right
now. To look for it?
To find the statue because they one of the ciphers towards the end of the show was the idea of like hidden deep within the woods, secrets lost and statues found, etc. Like, so people took it as like there is a real statue out there. I have no opinion on the matter, but I just think it's interesting to inform everyone out there that Gravity Falls has messed up a fan base so bad. But there are people who saw a picture and read one cipher and and now they're coordinating an effort to find the statue. Wow. And the worst part about it is, there might actually be a statue out there.
If there really is a statue, that's wild.
It was funny because
that's creepy.
We'll update you. But like the original thought was that it might have been at the Oculus Anubis Temple in Oregon, but which is a really really creepy place. But it's private property.
Huh.
The Oregon Vortex and a lot of the areas around there, public. So logically, it might be in a public place because I doubt Alex Hirsch, as wild as he might be, would put it on private property. That seems a little bit, you're inciting trespassing. Right. That's not cool. But if they find the statue, I'll get back to you next week and let you know. Because
thank you.
That's quite a story to me.
That's kind of a story, and it's kind of creepy, too.
They're going to be out there. There are people in Oregon right now as I am talking.
They're going to run into Bigfoot hunters, and they're going to...
That's going to be wild, dude. Yeah, please tell me about this next week.
Okay.
All right, so let's change subject. Power Rangers movie. They got their Rita.
Right.
Elizabeth Banks. Yes, that girl from Pitch Perfect. The funny girl, she... She's great. She was also Effie, right? Yeah. Effie Trinket. Okay.
She had a cameo in Scrubs for about a season.
Yes, that's how you know her.
Yeah, that's how I know her. That's cool. It was a surprising choice for me.
That's cool.
I never knew who Elizabeth Banks was. I never watched Pitch Perfect.
Wasn't
so.
She in Hunger Games?
She was.
Effie Trinket.
Right, there you go, I don't watch Hunger Games. I didn't watch. I don't. I know.
Wet Hot American Summer. No.
So
no, I don't think I've ever watched anything she was in.
No. Yeah, she's great. She's great. Better than Amy Schumer is.
Okay, because
Rita.
Agreed. Amy
agreed.
Schumer.
But I'm not a big but I mean it was an
interesting choice.
Yeah, interesting was the first word that came to mind. I was like, all right, well, I mean, because she's a talented actress
and she's
for
pretty,
sure.
really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we gonna make her annoying?
And so yeah, I mean,
all you have to do is give her the screechy voice.
Exactly. Well, true. True.
That's why it's interesting, though, because people were assuming that it would, because Elizabeth Banks is widely considered a very attractive actress, and I think it's funny because...
And she's very funny.
When you think of Rita Repulsa, those are not attractive and funny.
Her last name is Repulsa.
Right. They're not the qualities that you
stemming
thought.
From the term Repulsa.
But she's a talented actress. I'd like to believe that they... I always try to give things that aren't WWE a little bit of faith. Maybe you can work here.
Wow, you don't give WWE any faith?
These days, I think I'm...
Yeah, because they suspend someone for 60 days.
I know.
Well, for 90 days.
You heard about this.
I know.
Yeah, let's talk about it, right?
We got
Black History Month.
That's what makes it better, right?
Exactly.
So let's nail down the facts.
So Daniel Bryan, of course, retired last week from professional wrestling due to numerous concussions, right? And so the celebration continued on the WWE Network for $9.99, of course. Okay, so... Everyone came out to applaud Daniel Bryan for a good job done. Vince came out. Stephanie came out. The Game came out. Is he still champion, by the way?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Why? Okay. Never mind.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah. And so, everyone's clapping. Yeah, good job. Yeah, love you, Daniel Bryan. We're going to miss you. Vince was like, you see, this is what happens when I push you, blah, blah, blah. That's a joke. And so Daniel Bryan goes to the back, right? Everything's good. So the McMahons start to walk to the back, okay? Titus O'Neil, that's right. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. That guy, one half of the primetime players, is that still a thing?
No.
Wow, okay.
Keep going. It's okay,
so Vince
I gotcha.
So Vince walks, and Titus grabs, and I...
He's air quoting. You can't
quoting,
see it. He's air quoting.
Grabs Vince McMahon, which, I thought they were just going to play around, and they look like they were play fighting, okay? And Stephanie first walks off, and then Vince walks off. Apparently, when Vince got to the back, he flipped his wig, okay? He was so irate. In fact, he wanted to fire Titus O'Neil. That's right, the father of the year wanted to fire him.
Yeah, and so what's going on there is that you can look up the video. It's there because
it was
on the network. And apparently, so Titus, in a way, does grab, I'm with you on the air quotes, but he grabs Vince and moves him out of the way. What we heard coming out of it was that Titus was moving Vince so
Stephanie
could walk because he thought Stephanie should walk first.
Ladies first.
And irregardless of that, it really wasn't that big of a grab. I mean, Titus is a big guy, but Vince has put himself through matches.
Vince, you're 70. You took a punch from Roman Reigns.
Right. So so here we are in Black History Month in February of 2016, where Vince wants to fire him for this. And outside of the fact of whatever you feel about the situation, this is a guy who then originally received the 90-day suspension. It was dropped to 60.
Yeah, it was 60. 90 because everyone flipped their
Triple
itch.
H and Joey Mercury had to convince Vince not to fire him.
Yeah.
Which alongside of whatever bad PR it would get in the sense of Black History Month, you're firing a guy over such a minor offense.
Exactly. And he was Father of the Year, and he does all this good charity.
Titus does so much charity work.
Exactly.
Outside and for WWE. And this was a Father of the Year guy.
Yeah.
PR-wise, this is your hero.
Exactly.
You have someone here who is black, has a good personality for you. Like, in terms of, like, what you want to do for PR, I'm not even trying to be... Like, I'm not even trying to be, like, facetious or anything weird here. But look, I understand how PR works. You have somebody here who's doing good PR for you. It allows you to appeal to other, like, racial groups. You work with him. He's a great guy, it seems, through and through, right? You want to fire him for that.
Really?
And now word gets out that you want to fire him for that. That's the thing, because now
what does
Vince
that
has
really
got a lot of,
say about you, Vince?
Yeah, and it's not even the ideas about like the. It's weird. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even the racial things.
I don't
want to
bring that.
But
in.
What kind of a boss are you that you're so willing to like fire one of your employees?
Dude. One of the best ones
in terms of what he does for your company, PR wise.
And it's like PG
business,
and he may not be the one of the top guys, but still,
yeah, business wise
PG
and
ridden,
personally,
yeah,
exactly.
It's
in this
really,
PG ridden, risen era, okay, where it's all about be a star and don't be a bully, and you know, eat your vitamins and say your prayers again, you know. That's probably a bad reference.
No, but it's okay,
you know.
Because you're
Titus,
you're right,
dude.
You want to fire Titus for that, right? And
yeah.
Then you throw out guys like John Cena, who are supposed to be the face of the company,
yeah,
be a star, and you've got them, and you've both watched enough to see that he's called people slurs. He's gone out of his way to be sexist, to be rude, to be offensive to people who are, you know, it's so confusing.
Pro wrestling is a weird business,
and like it really upsets me because. I came out of it feeling weird because, look, I know Vince is Vince. Like, I know all the stories about him. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, does that make you come out looking like a bad person.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with John, like, I don't mean to defend John, but, sometimes in a fight, when you're in a fight and you're angry at a person, you'll say a lot of hurtful stuff. Just, you're going to say whatever hurts.
Right, but
and that's not even though, but even then, it's not really appropriate.
Right,
it's not because you have. I mean, you're supposed to be a star. That's the thing.
Exactly.
I
don't
let
be
it
a
go.
Bully,
I let
Vince.
Go when heels do certain things. You know, because I get it. Like, I don't want
you're a
my
bad person.
Yeah, I don't want my heels to necessarily be sexist or racist. But if anyone on the roster has to cut that promo, it's got to be a heel because they're already bad people. Right.
Exactly.
But when the faces do it. It's confusing and it's weird,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes me uncomfortable because the more you look at this company, the more you look at things to.
It's a gray area now.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey,
right?
But there's, you know, this is pro wrestling. There's no black and white. There's shades of gray.
And that's so. It's funny because it almost seems like a joke, right?
Yeah.
Because now here we are. We have Titus could have been fired for this.
Exactly.
And wow, that would have been dumb.
You know, and you know the bad thing, like Batista is his boy. Homeboy.
And what did Batista tell him?
Ask for your release, and he doesn't even want to be in WrestleMania 32 anymore.
Wow.
Way to go, WWE. You know what? Can you put on the L music real quick? Okay, well, L of the week goes to WWE and Vince McMahon, okay? For suspending a man that did not need to be suspended at all, okay? And with that, that is Nerd New York, my friends.
See ya.
See ya.
Hey, it's Chachi from NYC, repping Long Island. You guys are listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. Holla back.